I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The first hunting seasons of the fall open up this weekend. I'll talk a little more about them right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Two seasons open Saturday in West Virginia. The first will be the early Canada goose season that starts at daylight. Biologist Steve Wilson explains the idea behind opening so early.
September seasons were initiated in order to allow additional harvest on resident birds. The migrant birds, when they're coming south, they're not going to be here till late October, November, or even later, depending on where you are.
Then at noon, the state's mourning dove season will open.
That's more just a tradition than anything else. Years ago, there was some thought that half-day shooting might spread the hunting out over a longer period of time. You know, you can overshoot a field. So that was tried, and, you know, a lot of folks kind of liked it, but it really didn't have much impact on spreading the hunting out, so it's pretty much done away with, except we just kind of kept it for that first day. You make it make the opener a gentlemanly sport. You can sleep in, you know, have you a nice late brunch.
Both will offer quite a challenge, especially since you can enjoy both hunts in a single day. For dove hunters in many of the public hunting areas, you'll have a lot of company. Not necessarily a bad thing, since that keeps the doves moving. And Wilson says there'll be plenty of them out there.
This year it's looking pretty good. Everywhere I've been, I've seen several doves. You know, the guys I've talked to have been seeing more doves than usual. Some of our routes this spring, the morning dove call count survey, we saw more birds than usual, so it looks like it's going to be a pretty good year for dove hunters.
Doves are also considered migratory, although you're not required to use the non-toxic shot, as you are required for geese. Wilson says finding water, ironically, is a better way to set up on the doves.
The ideal place would be a fence row with a couple of dead snags in it on either side of you. Harvested field on one side and a farm pond on the other. You'd be in dove shooter's heaven.
And for geese, that ideal place doesn't necessarily call for water.
That's pretty typical for goose hunting. It's generally a field situation. You can float a stream and jump shoot them or something like that at times, but if you're going to be successful, you typically want to be set up in a field or along the edge of a field where they're coming in to feed or to loaf around in the afternoon or something like that.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.